The Arab Spring, the rise of political Islam and the protection of religious minorities is one of the issues being discussed at the annual Rimini meeting sponsored by the lay movement Communion and Liberation. Thousands of leaders in religion, politics and culture have descended on the Italian resort town to discuss the issues of the day. Wahel Farouk, a Muslim and a professor at the American University of Cairo, spoke about the effects of the Arab Spring. He said Christians should have nothing to fear from the ending of dictatorships in the Arab world.
I believe the biggest enemy of religious liberty and even religiosity is the stereotypes. In Egypt, for example, you can meet some Muslims and you can meet also some Christians who simply say, I hate Muslims or I hate Christians. But if you ask any of them, give me a name for one of these people whom you hate, he doesn't give any answer. So the biggest problem, I think, and the biggest threat of religious liberty is the stereotypes which increase the hatred between people in the world. In most of countries in Islamic world, there is a huge division between the government and the people because usually governments are taking advantage of sectarian tension. Yeah. In Egypt, with every important political event, we got a terroristic attack against the church. And usually this to draw the attention of people away of something in political life. So in my opinion, the dictatorships in Middle East in general, they are not protecting the rights of minority. They are the main threat.